Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Gopi.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपा गोपी गोपीना चाम कुंद राधा कुंद गिर गोवदान की वृंदावन धाम की मथुर धाम की मैपुर धाम की जगनपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुनी देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ के श्री श्री गौनीताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की गौर प्रेम नंदे हरि हरि बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की और ग्लोरी स्टडी असबल बोलतीस और ग्लोरी स्टडी असबल बोलतीस और ग्लोरी स्टू शिगुरां शिगुरांग और ग्लोरी स्टू श्री प्रभुपाद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाश्रवयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम् एते चंसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयम् इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृदयन्ते युगे युगे नाम पापा प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिम परम. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स टेक्स्ट नंबर वन. सो द लास्ट डेज वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग अबाउट कृष्णस पास टाइम्स इन ब्रज फ्रॉम द टेंथ कैंटो. The wonderful chapters, Rasa Panchadhyaya, dealing with Krishna and his eternal associates, especially the gopis, and then pastime of killing some demons, and then Krishna will go to Mathura.
So, but today we are going to discuss about Pralhad Maharaj and his instructions to his schoolmates in preparation of the appearance day of Sri Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki. So we are in Vaishak Mass, also known as Madhusudan Mass, the bright fortnight known as Shukla Paksha, Dashami Titi, and so in 4 days will be Chaturdasi Titi, the day which Nrisimhadev appeared to protect his devotee and to kill the demoniac father of Prahlad Maharaj. It is mentioned that, and that we know he got Hiranyakashipu got a boon that because by dint of his austerities, Brahmaji appeared before him and asked him for some boon, and then so he wanted to become immortal, which is not possible. Of course, by nature the soul and everyone is a servant of Krishna, even Hiranyakashipu, as we know, any person. But due to being in this material world and the modes of material nature, different bodies are attained. So, but because we are eternal by nature, so even in the conditioned state, we want to live eternally, which is not possible. But he was thinking, somehow by my austerity and getting the boons of Brahmaji, I can become immortal. And he was asking him, so, Brahmaji, what boons you want? I don't want to be killed during the day. He said, tatastu. So it'd be not at night, tatastu. Not inside the house, tatastu. Not outside the house, tatastu. So it'd be not in any month, tatastu. And then he was thinking, well, I'm giving the blessings now, but... And of course, he's devotee of Krishna, Lord Brahma, and he knows that somehow Krishna, he will arrange. And he will still appear and nullifying ultimately, in one sense, the blessings I'm giving, because he's asking the impossible to become immortal. And first he asked him, I want to become immortal. And Brahmaji said, no, I cannot, because even in this, I'm also not immortal. I live for a long time, but when we're in this world, in this material existence, material body, so there is birth and there is death. So, but whatever I can, I will give you blessings. So he was giving blessings. He will not die in the day nor in the night. So there's a sandhya, and we, for example, as brahmanas or twice born, so we perform the sandhya vandana, chanting the Gayatri. In the morning time, it is not daytime and it is not night time. It is not day or night. So the morning time, not night time and not daytime. When the sunrise is there, that is known as sandhya. 24 minutes before and 20 minutes after the sunrise. And similarly, at night time, the sandhya is there at sunset. So that is sandhya. So he killed him at sandhya samai, at that time. It was not day and not night. Not inside the house and not outside the house. Also not in the air, not on the ground. But when he appeared in Nrisimhadev, so he took Hiranyakashipu on the lap, and he was there just not inside the house and not outside on the door step. And so it was not any month. It was the Purushottamas, Adhik Mas. Extra month. So, which is every almost 3 years. This year also Purushottam Mass will be there, in Shravan Mass. That is in a few months. So somebody may ask, well, why are we not observing in Purushottam Mass? Because at that time when he appeared, Nrisimhadev, he appeared in this Vaishak Mass. And the Purushottam Mass is always in between the month. Like after, as we know, the month starts after the full moon, day and night, then the lunar month is starting, till the new moon, Amavasya, that is Krishna Paksha, then Shukla Paksha. So every time the Purushottam Mass is coming, it is after Amavasya for 1 month. And then, you can see also then, when the Purushottam Mass is there, that will be example, in this example, in Shravan Mass, so there will be two Shravan Mass. But one of them will be Purushottam. So when the Shingadeva appeared, it was the Vaishak Mass, and so after the Amavasya Titi, the new moon, then the Purushottam Mass is there, and after 1 month, the Vaishak Mass is continuing. So therefore it is considered Vaishak Mass also. And in this year it will be Shravan Mass, so Purushottam Mass will be in Shravan Mass. So it will be two Shravan Mass. So that is the understanding. So, and then of course, so, as we know, so he appeared to protect his devotee. And so we also need the protection, so therefore Prabhupada introduced that every morning after the Mangalati we chant the Nrisinga prayers for protection. Because so many at times you can see difficulties are there in our life from other living entities or natural catastrophes. So we take shelter of Nrisingadev sometimes. And then also inside the heart there are many difficulties are there, unwanted desires are there, natas, so they have to be killed also, they have to be destroyed. So for that purpose we are praying to Nrisingadev to protect us and also to destroy our anattas, unwanted things. So sadhakas, we do that. Of course, when one is more advanced in spiritual understanding and understanding his relationship with Krishna, like the Brijabasis, anyone following that line, then they will always call out to Krishna. Like so many demons came, as we are reading in the 10th canto. And the devotees of the Lord, they were not calling out to the associates, Radharani, the Gopis, Sudam, Sridam, they were not calling out, Nrisingadev, Nrisingadev, protect me. No, they were calling out to Krishna, 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 please, come, come. But as practicing devotees, sadhakas, we take shelter of Nrisingadev and for protection and to destroy our anatta, so in the future we can be fully absorbed in the loving exchange with Krishna. So that was a small introduction in regards to why we are discussing for today, and then tomorrow is Ekadashi, Prabhupada will give lecture. And then day after tomorrow also we'll discuss about Nrisingadev, and then about Jayananda Prabhu, and then Nrisinga Chadurdasya will be there. So we'll read together the first verse, and then we'll read Prabhupada's verse and purport. Sri Prahlada Vacha Kaumara Acharet Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam Niha Dulabham Manusam Janma Tadapya Dhruvamartadam. Sri Parada Vacha Kaumara Acharet Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam Niha Dulabham Manusam Janma Tadapya Dhruvam Martadam. Sri Prahlada Vacha Kamara Achare Praja Dharman Bhagavatam Niha Dulabham Manusam Janma Tadapya Dhruvam Martadam. Sri Prahlada Vacha Kaumara Charet Pragya Dharman Bhagavatam Niha Dulabham Manusam Janma Tabhyapya Dhruvam Artadam. Sri Prahlada Vacha Kamara Achare Pragya Dharmam Bhagavatam Niha Dulabham Manusam Janma tadapyadravam atadam. Matajis? Sriparado vacha kamarachare pragya dharman bhagvatamiha dola bhammana sanjanma tadapyadrava martadam separado vacha kamarachare pragya dharman bhagvatamiha dula bhammana sanjanma tadapyadrava martadam Sri Paradu Vachan. Prahlad Maharaja said, Kaumara, in the tender age of childhood, Acharit should practice Pragyan, one who is intelligent, Dharman, occupational duties, Bhagavatam, which are devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iha, in this life, Dullabam, very rarely obtained, Manusam, human, Janma, birth, Tat, death, Api, even, Adbruvam, impermanent, temporary, Artadam, full of meaning. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use a human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection, purport. The whole purpose of Vedic civilization and of reading the Vedas is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmacharya system is introduced so that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdicts of Vedic literature, is so cruel to the members of human society that instead of teaching children to become brahmacharis, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8,400,000 forms of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service which can save a human being from being degraded again into animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavad Dharma consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దస్యం సఖ్యం అత్మాని నివేదనం.
In all the schools, colleges and universities and at home, all children and youth should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives and thus to become strong in devotional service, free from fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavad Dharma has been extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastra says, Hadir Nama, Hadir Nama, Hadir Nama Eva Kevalam, Kolam Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gattiranyatam. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sijivam Saddhaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gavigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare. So very important instructions here by Prahlad Maharaj to his schoolmates. As we know, so Prahlad Maharaj appeared as a son of Hiranyakashipu, a big demon. But due to his previous impressions and by the will of the Lord, he became a great devotee. And he was personally also instructed by Narada Muni, a great devotee of the Lord. And so when Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, was doing his austerity, then the demons took the opportunity and they attacked. And the demigods, they attacked the demons and they took Hiranyakashipu's wife, Prahlad's mother, as she was pregnant. They wanted to take her, and actually they were thinking, well, let her give birth and then we'll kill this big demon here in the womb. As they're going to the heavenly planet, Narada Muni, the transcendental spaceman, pure devotee, and he can travel here and there by his mystic power. So he told them, no, wait, you don't take her. And I know you want to kill the boy, but he's actually a great devotee, and I will take care of him. Don't worry, because the demigods, they also know Narada Muni, so they said, okay, fine. And so then Narada Muni took Prahlad Maharaj's mother and to his ashram, and then so he took care, of course, other disciples of Narada Muni, so he's very famous, he has many disciples, and so they were taking care. And so she gave birth, and then even while she was there and he was still in the womb, Prahlad Maharaj Narada Muni, so he was reciting the holy scriptures, the Bhagavatam, and of course also when he appeared, then he was brought up very nicely in devotional principles by Narada Muni. But then, at the age of 5, so he thought it wise to, and being inspired by the Lord, he brought both Prahlad and his mother back to the palace of
Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu was happy to see his son, and he wanted to make him a big demon. So he sent him to the school, atheistic school. Like mostly nowadays also, there's not much thought about God in the school. All material education, which is necessary to live in this world, but in the education, it is most important to give the spiritual education. And previously, especially in India, but even in the West, I remember even in my childhood, there was Bible class. We had to go to school and there was a Bible class, maybe twice a week. And then once a week. And now no more Bible class. And we used to go to the church once a week on Sunday. But now hardly anybody's is going to school and not teaching about God, about spiritual life, about that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul. And when we have attained, as explained here, that this human form of life is rarely achieved. As we know, as Prabhupada is explaining, 8,400,000 species of life. And so there's a transmigration of the soul from one body to another body, from the plant life to the animal kingdom and then the human form of life. And only in the human form of life one can actually realize one's identity as spirit soul. Others they cannot. The dog, you can give him some prasad, but you cannot tell him chant Hare Krishna. Of course, sometimes some miracles were there, we have seen. And even Mahaprabhu, when he was going through the Jarikanda forest, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. The deer and the tiger, they were also in their own kind of language, they were also trying to chant the holy names, being induced and inspired by the Supreme Lord. And they forgot all enmity. And the tiger was not going, he saw, he was chanting and by Mahaprabhu's mercy, he didn't feel any enmity towards the deer and not wanting to eat the deer, which usually he would do. And they're almost embracing each other. But that is very rare that the animals, they can hear or they can understand. But they can get prasad and get some benefit by taking prasadam. So when one has the human form of life, it is actually explained in the scriptures that one should try to inquire about the absolute truth. Atato brahma jigyasa. Jigyasa. Inquiry should be there about param brahma, about the absolute truth. And it is natural because the super soul, Krishna or Paramatma within the heart, he's trying to help the conditioned soul. So they can advance, so they can understand that they have to do more than just eating and sleeping and working hard and enjoying life. But there's a purpose of the human form of life in this material world. That is, so we may understand, we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we have a relationship with Krishna, and we have to go to the spiritual world. And that is the real life in the spiritual world, serving Krishna in loving exchange. So that is the purpose of human form of life. And that is only possible in the human form of life. Then one can understand about God. Then one can practice devotional service and become perfect. If one is under proper guidance and if one is following strictly the instructions given by the spiritual master. So Pran Maharaj was fortunate. He had the perfect teacher, Narada Muni. So is the Acharya in our Sampradaya, and even in other Sampradaya is one of the Acharyas. So he was giving instructions to Vyasadev, Narada Muni also. Pralama Maharaj, so he was sent to the school, and the two teachers were there, and they were materialistic persons, demons like Hiranyakashipu, and just teaching about how to live in this world, and of course there were kshatriyas, so how to fight, and then also explaining that that actually in this material world we just have to be engaged in our activities. Even at that point they had some understanding of Vana Ashram, but they didn't know ultimately the real purpose of Vana Ashram. That is Hari Toshanam. One has to perform one's duty according to Vana Ashram and then satisfy Hari or Krishna. That is Daivivana Ashram. That is transcendental, that is proper Vana Ashram. If Krishna is not in the center, then it's known as Asurik. It is almost demoniac if one is not serving Krishna. Although sometimes people are innocent, and they are not completely atheistic, but they are just bewildered and simply engage in materialistic activities, but they may not be envious. They may not speak against God or against the devotees of the Lord, but they don't have sufficient knowledge. They are not fortunate enough to perform devotional service. Whereas others are there who are speaking against God, who are disturbing the devotees. So these are known as asuras. Asur. Sura means a devoted person, godly person. Asura means just the opposite. Demoniac. But Pralama Raj, so he was listening to them, but then in the break, as we know, in the school, everyone has been to school, there's a little break after one class, 5-10 minutes, and sometimes there's a longer break for lunch. So that time he took the opportunity to speak to the playmate, to the schoolmates and tell them about devotional service. And telling them that actually we have to engage in devotional service and we have to serve the Lord. And because he was a great devotee, he was able to influence them. And then the teachers, they noticed that something is going on wrong here with these boys. They're listening too much to this boy Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu's son. And he's showing symptoms of a devotee of the Lord. And the Lord, Bhagavan, is our enemy. So they complained. With folded hands, they came to Hiranyakashipu. Well, my dear king, we are sorry to tell you, but your son Prahlad Maharaj, yes, having some devotional, is showing some devotional symptoms. He's speaking about God, about Bhagavan. And of course, Hiranyakashipu, he was, becoming very, 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 angry. What is this? And how is this possible? He couldn't understand. Because he was away doing tapasya at that time. So, his wife was with Narada Muni, so she was blessed and he was blessed. So, the human form of life is very rarely achieved. So one has to, understand this point and try one's best to be fully engaged in devotional activities, with tan, man, vacha. So with the mind and with all the senses, with the body, one has to try to be fully engaged in devotional service as much as possible. Of course, it is not so easy, because especially the mind is used to try to enjoy in this material world. And even, of course, the false ego is there, the lording over propensity. But one has to try to control to the best of one's ability, by taking shelter of the process of devotional service, by taking shelter with the great devotees, and by praying to the Lord for help. This material existence, Dhruv, as we know Dhruv, like Dhruva Maharaj is there very fixed, and is the pole star Dhruv, fixed position. So, permanent situation, but in material world nothing is permanent, it is Adhruvam. It is temporary, only for some time. So sometimes one day one may be rich, but then some calamity is coming and one becomes a pure man. Especially if it is a war. Then sometimes rich people, they become poor. And poor people, they get some opportunity and they find out how to make money even during the war and they become rich. Things are reversed. So there's no permanent situation, especially at the time of death. Then everything is finished. One can take nothing. One is becoming and one is coming to this world with nothing, not even cloth, nothing, naked, one is coming in this world. And one is leaving the world, one cannot take anything with us. Of course, at the time of death, they will put some cloth and then they burn the body, but that's all. And then the cloth is gone, the body is gone too. And the soul has to go somewhere else. According to one's consciousness according to one's activities. So if one is conscious of Krishna, if one is engaged in devotional service, attains perfection, then one can enter the pastimes of Krishna. If not, one has to take birth again. But if one is devoted to the Lord, as mentioned here by Prabhupada, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Even a little advancement can protect one from the greatest fear of being degraded again to the animal species. By doing a little devotional service, one will be recognized by Krishna, and next lifetime we'll have more chance. But we should try to make as much advancement as possible towards perfection. If we don't make it this lifetime, so that we may make it the next lifetime. So dharma. So we have to follow dharma. What is dharma? So dharma means religion. Of course here, occupational duties. But then it is specified here by Prahlada Maharaj Bhagavatam. Real dharma is serving Krishna actually. That is known as nitya dharma, sanatan dharma, para dharma, vastav dharma. Real religion, that is serving Krishna. Whereas other religions are there, Namikita dharma, Kaitava dharma. So that is temporary situation in this world, or cheating religion. So it's explained in the, Mataji was explaining yesterday also, and then as mentioned the second verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kaitava dharma, cheating religion. And then Naimitika, that is occupational duties, according to Vana and Ashram. So, but that is only temporary. We are not, life after life, we cannot be in the same position. So we give up this body. We may be a Brahmana now, but if you're not following the principles of a Brahmana, and the rules and regulations, and if you act like a Shudra, the next lifetime you become a Shudra. Like many times, even you can see here in Vrindavan, now there are not so many rickshaws, more e-rickshaws, but usually the cycle rickshaw which was there, and even now some of them are there. Many of them, they are Brahmanas from Bengal. Even then they say, I'm Brahmana, they show the Brahman thread, but they're pulling the rickshaw. So that is not really a Brahmana. Brahman is studying the scriptures, he's teaching, he's performing deity worship, and he's teaching deity worship. So these are the qualifications of a Brahmana. So if one is not doing that, then the next lifetime he may not be a Brahmana. If as a man one is too attached to a woman, next lifetime he may become a woman. So that is, so the occupation according to one ashram, that is not permanent. It is related to the body, not to the soul. So therefore it is known as naimittika, occupational duties, which is temporary. So no other instructions are there. But the real religious principles, that is service to Krishna. Jaiva dharma, jivka dharma, that is service to Krishna. So dharma means a religion, but also dharma may mean the quality. Like for example, water, you have water. What is the quality of water? It is flowing, it is sweet, or we want sweet water to drink, to take bath also, and not salty water. So usually when we speak of water, please give me a glass of water. We want sweet water, not salty water. And should be pure, not contaminated. RO water. So even better is if you get from the Himalayas, where it is not away from the civilization, where there is no pollution. So that water we want. So pure water, sweet, which can quench our thirst, which is important for the body. So the nature of water, it is sweet, it is liquid. So the nature of the jiv, it is there that it has a service attitude. And it has love for Krishna. That is natural tendency of the jiva. So the constitutional position of the jiva, his dharma is to serve Krishna. But specifically because mentioned, not always it is understood. So he's emphasizing Bhagavatam. Real dharma is service to Krishna. And then Kumbhara acharit pragya. So acharan, practice of the devotional service. That should be done from Kumbhara Vasta, that is from childhood. Many times you go and preach to materialistic persons, especially in India, they know about God. They'll say, I know Krishna, I know Ram, I'm devotee. But then, okay, you're chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, now in the morning I do a little puja, offering one incense, and you all day engage in materialistic activities. So that is not sufficient. When I'm older, in my old age, I will chant Hare Krishna more. I will worship Krishna fully. Now I'm busy, I have to take care of the family, I have to earn money. But no. Right from childhood, in the school, one has to be taught. Therefore, Gurukul is there. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted Gurukul. And then Vanashram College. First Gurukul from 5 to 12, but then there should be Vanashram College. Because not everyone is the same. Not everyone can become a Brahmana, although Prabhupada wanted to have a society of Brahmanas, but still we need the managers, the Kshatriya, we need those who are doing business, we need those who are taking care of the cow, and those who are not intelligent, they just do some simple seva. Everything is required. Just in the body. The head is important, the arms are important, the belly is important, and the legs also. If you have diarrhea, if there's some problem with the stomach, and you become weak, then the brain cannot function properly. The arms cannot also do much, and you cannot walk here and there. So everything has to be in order, and then you can do something. So social body has to be there. In the society also, any society must have the intelligent class, the administrative class, the business class, and the noble worker, or those who take care of the land and the cows. That is required. Therefore, Prabhupada said, we have to introduce Vana Ashram. And you wanted first Gurukul from 5 to 12, and then should be Vana Ashram. Because some will be brahminically inclined, they should be taught in that way. And others, they should be inclined in another, should be taught in another way, according to one's psychophysical nature. And that the teacher who is experienced, he will understand. Very simple. Like a boy, if he's not so much interested in learning shlokas, then he's not a brahmana. But one is who is a brahminical, by the age of 12, he can learn the whole Bhagavad Gita. Like there's some boys in our Gurukul also, there's one boy, he knows the whole Bhagavad Gita. So he's a brahmana. But who is not brahminically inclined, he will not be able to learn. He doesn't have the capacity. But still he can be a devotee, but then he has to be taught in a certain way. Therefore, Vana Ashram has to be introduced. I mean, fortunately now, finally, in the Gurukul, there's a normal Gurukul, I mean, affiliated to the government, but they have also Vedic Gurukul, where they are trying to teach in this way, the proper way, for those who are especially brahminically inclined. So then they can learn deity worship and do yajnas, learn these things. And they don't have to learn all these things which is there otherwise in the school to become a big businessman or like that. So we have to have everything has to be there. But right from childhood, Krishna consciousness has to be given to the children in the school and of course at home also. Because not everyone will be able to live in the school, in the Gurukul. But then at home also the parents, they have to practice and then they have to teach. So the Prabhupada is mentioning about Navavida Bhakti as explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. Navavida Bhakti, which has to be adopted. Shravanam, first we have to hear about Krishna. We have to hear that most important is to chant the holy names. And we have to serve Krishna. So when we have heard the mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then we can chant the mantra. Of course we have to hear a few times. Like if you tell somebody one time the mantra, if he's a brahmana, he immediately will be able to chant. If he's not a brahmana, he will have to hear 2-3 times. And maybe he can get it, or maybe he has to write it down, or he has to record it. So first we hear, then we can chant. And then we hear about Krishna, we speak about Krishna, and then Vishnu Smaranam. Then we can remember Vishnu or Krishna. If we don't hear about Krishna, Krishna's wonderful pastimes, we cannot remember him. Then material thoughts will come in our consciousness, or what is happening in the ashram, this devotee did this, that devotee had done that. Then these things will come. But we have to hear about Krishna sufficiently enough. Therefore, morning time Bhagavatam, evening time Bhagavad Gita, and during the day 1 hour reading. about Mahaprabhu also, because without Mahaprabhu's mercy, it is very difficult to come to the highest stage of pure devotional service. Therefore, now also on Monday, every Monday, we are hearing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it is actually a must. First you worship Guru, then Gauranga and Krishna in the age of Kali. So similarly, we have to serve Guru, we have to glorify the spiritual master, but then we have to hear about Mahaprabhu, we have to speak about Mahaprabhu, we have to remember Mahaprabhu, we have to serve Mahaprabhu. Then we get the qualification to hear about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, and we can understand the consciousness will be purified. Pada Sevanam, then we serve the lotus feet of the Lord. If you don't hear, and then Archanam, serving the Archa Vigraha. So we have to, Prabhupada is writing very nicely about these nine limbs of devotional service, the importance of hearing, the importance of chanting. And then in deity worship he's saying, deity worship starts when you're constantly absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna. When you're absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then you can properly serve the deities. And then you can get perfection. Sometimes devotees think, oh yes, book distribution, most important, preaching, most important. Deity worship is for neophyte devotees. But actually, one has to become qualified to worship the deities. And then one can attain perfection. Archan Siddhi, Prabhupada has explained. If you get perfection in deity worship, you can go back home to Godhead after giving up this body. But you have to do the deity worship properly. You have to be absorbed. But even to go directly to Golok is actually not possible. First you have to go to the planet where Krishna performs his pastimes. And then you will be fully trained, and then you enter the pastimes, and then you will be liberated. So, Vandanam, offering prayers to the Lord. Like, hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dino, Bando, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namastute. So we should pray to the Lord. Glorify, and in these prayers which are there, description is there of Krishna's beautiful form, his qualities, his pastimes. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vaksastale kosubam nasagrevana muktidam karatale venu kankanam sarvangari chandanam sulatam kante chamuktavale gopastri priveshtito vijayate gopala churamani. So Krishna is very beautiful, and he has tilak on his forehead. He's playing the flute. The devotees are applying Mother Yashoda. Sometimes the gopis are applying chandan, like every day. We are applying chandan. From Akshay Tritya to the big deities, we did the first day. On Purnima Titi, we'll do the second time for the big deities, on the last day also. But the small deities, every day we are applying chandan. And he has beautiful ornaments, Krishna. And then wearing Vajanti Mala, Gopastri Pariveshtito, and he's surrounded by his friends, the cows and the calves, and the gopis also. So when we chant and we know the meaning, that will come into consciousness. And then we can chant nicely Hare Krishna, we can remember Krishna. Dasyam, we should understand, we should, with some bandhagyan, we should chant, or serve. I'm the servant of Krishna, a sadaka. But then afterwards, Sakyam, then we should understand, we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And then we have the relationship with Krishna in one of the five rasas. Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my beloved. Sakyam, that is the confidential relationship with Krishna, intimate relationship. And then Atmanivedanam, full surrender is possible. On the conditioned state, we are trying to surrender, we are offering basis, we are chanting. But if you're under the modes of material nature, the surrender is not complete. The humility is not complete. The faith is not complete. It is conditioned. But when we are transcendentally situated, then the humility is pakka, pakva dainatva. The right humility will be there, ripe. And the full faith will be there, and full surrender. So we have tried to come to that position. Atmanivedanam, a full surrender. And especially by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada is quoting the famous verse which Mahaprabhu used to recite, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Except that. So the glories of the holy names are there. explained in the scriptures, Maduram Madurebhyo Pi Mangalebhyo Pi Mangalam Pavanam Pavanebhyo Pi Hariyannama Eva Kevalam. So in the verses glorifying the holy names, and there's no other way, through Harinam. Krishna Nam is no different from Krishna, very sweet. And it is most purifying when we chant the holy name. It is a most auspicious activity. Na nama sadrisham jnanam, na nama sadrisham brata, na nama sadrisham jnanam, na nama sadrisham palam, na nama sadrisham tyagam, na nama sadrisham shamam, na nama sadrisham punyam, na nama sadrisham gatir. So, very beautiful glorification of the holy names. There's nothing, no, even the knowledge is there, but there's no knowledge equal to chanting Krishna Nam. Because Krishna, Krishna Nam are no different. When you chant Krishna Nam, then you will get knowledge. Krishna will enlighten you. And then Vrat, we're doing different austerities. But the greatest austerity is to, and the greatest benefit is by chanting every day regularly, nicely our 16 rounds, minimum 16 rounds. Double it. If you can double it, even better. But at least 16, Prabhupada said. At least 16 means you have to chant more. 20, 24, 32. Even more, if possible. And then dhyanam. So remember Krishna is difficult to remember Krishna. But by hearing about Krishna, then chanting, then you can remember Krishna more easily. And then phalam, we want some result. I do some seva, pujari also, and then I want some mahaprasad. That is nice, that is good. But the greatest fruit is by chanting the holy names. You can get a lot of mahaprasad and eat, but not necessarily you get Krishna prem. But by chanting Krishna prem, you can get prem phal. That's the only way how to get Krishna prem. Of course, we worship the deity, we hear about Krishna, but most important is chanting the holy names. And we have to be renounced. But you know, not everyone can be a brahmachari and renounce family life. But even if you have a householder, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're automatically renounced. And you can satisfy Krishna and you can become perfect. And controlling the senses is very difficult. The only way is by constantly chanting the holy name. By Krishna's mercy you can control the senses, not by our own endeavor. The mind, the senses are so flickering. So therefore it is the most pious activity, most beneficial activity. And that is the highest goal when you're absorbed in chanting the holy name. Nameva param mukti, nameva param gati, nameva param shanti, nameva param stitihi, nameva param bhakti, nameva param guru, nameva param priti, nameva nameva param mati, nameva param stitihi, smritihi. So, chanting the holy names, that is the actual liberation, the highest goal. You can get peace, shanti. And that is the proper situation. That is a real bhakti when you chant the holy names. Priti, it is a real expression of love when you're chanting the holy names. And that is a real intelligence if you're chanting Hare Krishna. Then you're really intelligent. Even you may not be so scholarly, but if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're intelligent. Somebody may be PhD, but if he's not chanting Hare Krishna, is material intelligence, but no spiritual intelligence may be there. So, nameva karanam janto, that is the actual karma activity for any conditioned soul, is to chant only names. And then nam prabhu, he is our prabhu. Like the deity is our prabhu, Krishna is our prabhu. And then is our aradhya dev. Aradhya bhagavam brajeshatane astadhama brindavanam. And param guru, he is our guru. By chanting Hare Krishna, we are guided. Krishna is not different from Krishna Nam. So of course there are so many more beautiful verses in glorification of Krishna Nam, but already I took too much time, so I will stop here. Grand Rachamad Bhagavatam ki, Pralam Raja ki, Nrisingadeva Bhagavan ki, Nam Prabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Om Tat Sat. No need of question. Everything is clear, right? But still, if you have question, you can ask me another time.